We're talking with Dr. Mariah Johnson from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Mariah, you're the sustainability officer for NCBA for the cattle industry, and it's been amazing how we've seen this story that the cattle industry has really develop, especially over the last few years.
Certainly. You know, it's been probably almost a decade in the making, Ron, from the time that the sustainability research program kicked off and where that started really being focused on environmental sustainability, and how that's now grown into focusing holistically across all three pillars of sustainability and bringing in and really lifting up both economic and social sustainability as well, as we'll continue to advance and move those forward.
You know, the conversation about greenhouse gas emissions and the contribution of the cattle industry to the problem really has kind of the conversation is starting to turn, and it's more of an opportunity or more of a good outcome, it seems like, that the cattle industry can help bring.
Certainly. You know, there are many ways, and I think, you know, as producers and folks in the beef industry, we know it, but it's being able to have the research and the data to be able to show and to prove that cattle are good for the land, that we help to protect the land. And so we have several research studies that are in the field currently looking at how we can help to not only save taxpayer dollars, but protect community infrastructure and protect lives by having cattle grazing on lands and federal lands even, to help reduce the potential for wildfires. And we've seen, you know, vast amounts of acres burned up with wildfires in the past couple of years. And cattle can help to reduce that fuel load and be a very cost-effective partner in helping to protect those lands. You know, and that's certainly just one way. But we also see a lot of urban sprawl continuing to occur. And I know there's a number of people across the U.S. who think, well, if we just took cattle off the land, that we might perhaps have another Yellowstone or a Serengeti. And that's not necessarily the case. We know from a study out in California that, you know, over the past 30 years or so, that when cattle are moved off the lands, over 3/4 of those lands end up in urban development. And that, you know, it hurts our ecosystem services. It hurts the migratory pathways for many wildlife animals. And it doesn't allow us to sequester carbon into the soil. So talking about how cattle, again, can be a benefit and part of a solution to a lot of the climate struggles that we see. And so by having cattle on the land, they can actually help to protect and to uplift. And again, you know, not just providing services from that environmental perspective, but a lot of things that go into that economic and social piece as well.
The methane conversation, fascinating right now from a cattle perspective.
Yes, very fascinating. You know, and there's a number of projects that are ongoing, a lot of them at land-grant universities, as well as private companies across the U.S., that are addressing that. And how can we help to reduce the methane emissions per head? Because certainly, yes, we do emit methane, but in some ways it's a trade-off, Ron. Because compared to some of our other proteins, cattle have the unique ability to eat forages and grasses that you and I can't eat. I can't go out into my yard and I can't graze the grass out there and do anything with it. Cattle can. And so cattle can go out there and eat that grass and have that ruminant system, their ruminant animal, and they're able to convert that into tasty meat that you and I love to have at the center of our plate and to eat. There are not other proteins, you know, many proteins, pork or poultry especially, that can do that. And so that's our competitive advantage. But the trade-off with that is that, yes, we do produce methane as a byproduct of that. And so certainly, you know, we need to recognize that as a trade-off, and we're going to continue to advance and work to lower our methane emissions, but also realizing that we're able to upcycle and use a lot of lands in the U.S. And not compete with the human food supply.
Of course, the 10-year cycle of methane hadn't really been considered until just recently, really.
Yes, and so in science, we're continually working to progress and to evolve. And as those climate scientists have worked and they make those comparisons and they put everything on a carbon equivalent basis or CO2 basis, they started looking more closely at the life cycle. At the life time period, like you mentioned, of the different gases. And so methane is a gas that when the cattle release that methane, it goes into the atmosphere. It hangs out there for about 9 to 12 years, so like you said, about 10. Then it undergoes chemical processes in the atmosphere, is converted back into CO2, which then is ultimately used in photosynthesis by plants, by those grasses. And so that allows those forages to grow. Cattle consume the forage, and the cycle continues. And so that's a cycle that's been occurring for millennia and is really nothing new, but it's that biogenic carbon cycle that cattle are a part of. Again, a very natural cycle.
So as you've had a chance to work for the cattle industry, do you feel like that we're making some progress in some of these, in shaping some of the opinion out there, the public, and some of the key influencers?
I would certainly hope so. it's been a long uphill battle, I think. But I think we are starting to make strides in that. And people are starting to recognize, again, this holistic nature of sustainability and that we do offer so much more in all the ways that we do benefit our society and that we benefit nature as well. And there's certainly been a lot of hard work that's been put into advancing this conversation, in strategic partnerships and making connections. And there are strategic plans in place to engage with a number of different industries and sometimes people that we haven't traditionally thought about engaging with to make sure that this relevant science-based message is heard.
Okay. End of the day, as you think about, you know, this whole sustainability story that we've got, what's the message back to cattle producers? How do we make sure that they engage in this whole battle that we've got going on?
Certainly important to engage, to go out and to meet folks and to help them understand what it is that you as producers do every day, because only 2% of our population is from a farm or ranch or working in that. And so it's natural to have questions about this thing that I'm eating. Tell me more about it. And just to help people see that story. But I think at the same time, it's also on us as producers to continue to evolve and to continue to be better tomorrow than we are today, be better today than we were yesterday. And so it's really about that continual improvement.